Once again, northern Thailand is choking under a blanket of toxic smog. What's really causing it, and how can we get rid of it for good? I'm Dave Kendall. I'm a senior reporter and producer with the Bangkok Post, and I've been based in Thailand since 2005. On Deeper Dive, I take you beneath the surface of the big issues here in Thailand. Please share and follow this podcast, and you can watch the video version on Spotify. In northern Thailand, it's smog season once again. Every year from February to early May, Chiang Mai and its neighboring provinces are blanketed in haze for days on end, with toxic levels of PM2.5 fine dust reducing people's lifespans. For several days in mid-March, Chiang Mai was the most polluted major city on Earth, and the only reason Prime Minister Setha Thawisin did not declare it a disaster zone was to avoid hurting tourism. On March the 10th, the Chiang Mai governor announced a 10,000 baht reward for reporting people who set fires in forested areas. For more than a decade, various attempts have been made to beat back the smog, cloud seeding, clamping down on gross polluter vehicles, banning the burning of crop waste, and instead encouraging turning corn stubble into biocharcoal. All these methods are sound, and many people have tried their best to mitigate the problem, but every year the choking smog continues. In this short film, I argue the main cause of the air pollution in northern Thailand is a major driver of climate change all over the world, and hardly anybody is talking about it. The film presents factual information based on the results of peer-reviewed academic studies, but any opinions expressed are my own and those of others who appear, and not necessarily those of the Bangkok Post. A clear view of Doi Su Thep in Chiang Mai. But between February and April each year, this iconic mountain is often barely visible. The city, known as Thailand's Rose of the North, is blighted by air pollution.
Kun Smith, Chiang Mai Kap.
Chiang Mai resident and entrepreneur Smith Tawilert Niti says the annual air pollution lasts much longer than before.
8 years ago, you see like about a week, and then you see like a month, and you see few months at the like high level of air pollution, like the smogs in the very serious level.
A 2020 report by Greenpeace attributed 14,000 deaths a year to air pollution, particularly toxic PM2.5 dust.
Where does the haze come from? Media and some government sources like to blame hill tribe people who torch the forest floor to gather mushrooms. Others think natural forest fires are the main cause. But scientists at Chiang Mai University are now able to distinguish the cause of the toxic smog, and the burning of crop residues is the biggest culprit.
แต่ที่มันเกี่ยวข้องกับเรามากที่สุดนะครับก็คือในสถานการณ์ของเรานี่คือการเผาจากพวกวัตถุการเกษตรไม่ว่าจะเป็นเผาป่าหรือเผาสังข้าวโพดเลยก็ตามเนี่ยอันนี้ก็จะเป็นเน้นเกี่ยวกับเรื่องฝุ่นละอองขนาดเล็กนะฮะที่เป็นตัวเป็นหลักเลยเป็นสารพวกไฮโดรคาร์บอนนะครับ
Kitchen. Dr. Michael Schaefer is a university professor who now runs a charitable foundation in northern Thailand. He told a seminar the true cause of the pollution surge is cutting down the forests to plant ever-expanding fields of corn.
A young man who worked for us at the foundation had to bail his mother out of prison, out of jail, for cutting down a tree which didn't belong to her. But on the other hand, farmers that I know are allowed to burn anything they want as long as they are burning it in order to clear land to grow corn. Corn is really the issue here in Thailand. Animals eat corn. Corn is the feed of choice these days. So what do you do when you've got a cornfield full of waste? You burn it. This is a major cause of the loss of wildlife areas, habitat, biodiversity, watershed, and so on. And more than half of this corn ends up being grown on what is technically legally protected forest areas.
If you read like many journal or like articles, one of the surprising fact is animal agriculture like is the number one deforestation factor.
This pattern, deforesting land to plant feed crops, is not confined to Chiang Mai. Worldwide, 50% of the grain harvest is fed to animals.
Right now, our food system is not just broken, it's absolutely out of control.
Every environmental issue you want to look at, from the smallest and most local to the largest and most global, the inefficiencies of animal agriculture are one of the top causes. On the issue of climate change specifically, the United Nations says that more climate change is attributable to the global meat industry than to all of the planes and trains and trucks and automobiles, all forms of transport combined, almost 15%.
The underlying problem, it's incredibly inefficient to get our calories from animals rather than directly from crops. In the days of hunting, animals raised themselves. Now, we have to provide them with food, water, shelter, and antibiotics. You give a kilo of soy to a cow, it doesn't put on a kilo of flesh. And you got to keep doing it every day of the animal's life. On average, it takes roughly 10 times more inputs to make calories and protein from animals than plants. That's 10 times the crops, 10 times the water, 10 times the land, and 10 times the fossil fuels.
When you talk about like animal production, right, do the feeding, do the raising, do the slaughtering, a lot of things are just happening that we don't see the connection very clearly.
According to United Nations data, half the world's habitable land is now used for farming. Animal agriculture gobbles up 77% of that farmland for grazing or feed crops, but it only supplies 18% of global calories.
I learned also the global warming issue, the sustainability, the deforestation that come through the food that we eat.
Smith didn't set out to learn about the connection between meat and climate change. At first, he just wanted to improve his health.
I started reading so many books. So the book about health and food, and found out one of the big area, like if we don't eat animal products, then they get healthier because a lot of diseases cause from eating too much animal products. I want to see if that is really true. So I become vegetarian 4 years ago, just to see if I live in Thailand, I want to be healthier by living without animal. How hard would it be, right? So it's quite hard.
Since his family firm is a food manufacturer, Smith saw the relative shortage of meat alternatives in stores and restaurants as an opportunity.
I see a lot of the disconnect in the food supply chain. I also come across the video of like the plant-based meat that creating like meat that tastes and look like animal but using all plant ingredients.
Thailand has become a hub for meat alternatives.
And many of them are already in supermarkets, along with international products like Beyond Meat and the first Pride brand from Tyson Foods. Thailand's largest company, CP, produces the competitively priced Meat Zero, while tuna giant Thai Union has launched OMG Meat.
There are also several startups, More Meat, Meat Avatar, and up here in Chiang Mai, Smith's own brand, Let's Plant Meat.
We have the food science team and then we have the production facility. What if we could do that? One thing to solve my problem of not having the good things to eat. And second thing is, so here's our production rooms. So we have this one, plant-based meat room number one, plant-based meat room number two. If we create this at the right taste and the right pricing, we're giving options to people in here, Thailand and Asia, to wean away from the animal meat. This one is automatic packing machines. Every time you pick the plant-based meat and say, let's plant meat, I want the people who pick it to understand the connection between sustainability and the food that you consume. Now they can participate in choosing the food that going to their meals. Before they can like say no to styrofoam, say no to like plastic bag. They don't know that food also cause harm to the planet, right?
The annual smog in Chiang Mai is the same dark cloud that hangs over the entire planet and drives climate change, the deforestation and pollution caused by animal agriculture. A growing number of experts say the only long-term solution is switching to an alternate source of nutrition, one that's cheap, efficient, and delicious, and one that will allow the reforestation and rewilding of the vast tracts of land burned out by animal agriculture here in northern Thailand and across the globe.
So what are the takeaways? The film draws a parallel between corn farming as a driver of air pollution in northern Thailand and animal agriculture as a major driver of climate change. While everyone focuses on burning fossil fuels for industry and transportation, the elephant in the room is animal agriculture. It not only directly emits greenhouse gases, it also poisons the soil and the sea, preventing them from absorbing as much carbon dioxide as before. Perhaps most importantly of all, we've cut down our forests and turned half of all habitable land into a farm. And 77% of that farm is animal agriculture that's too inefficient to feed the 10 billion people expected by 2050. According to Oxford University's Our World in Data, we could feed everyone and return 3/4 of the world's farmland to nature if we got our protein and calories directly from plants instead of inefficiently cycling them through animals. The unpalatable fact is, even if we completely stop burning coal and drive only electric vehicles right now, unless we change the way we eat, we're not going to survive on this planet. Doesn't sound good, does it? I don't want to be told I have to change my diet, and I bet you don't either. Eating meat is in our culture, in our history. But what was necessary for us to survive in the past is now killing us and our environment. Now, obviously, everyone isn't suddenly going to become vegan. But every time you choose a plant-based meal, you're helping. The more popular plant-based protein gets, the cheaper it will become. And when people become aware of how big animal agribusiness sways government policy and enjoys massive subsidies around the world, the price of meat will rise to something nearer its true cost to us and the globe. So, what do you guys think? Here are some previous comments about the issue on BangkokPost.com. Pompey's posted, "The reward of 10,000 THB for reporting forest arson is derisory. Who's going to risk the threat to their safety to whistleblow? It can be guaranteed that the names of anyone reporting will be immediately circulated to those accused because there are too many interest groups in this national crime." Les wrote, "If you compare the economic benefits of corn with the detrimental effect of the smoke, which would win? Surely it's a net revenue loss." Lungstip posted, "It's true that all around me in the far north, there are more and more clearance area between the trees on steep slopes for growing corn." T.H. William posted, "A simple research would have shown the total ag GHG emissions are just 18% of global total." Well, the International Atomic Energy Agency says agricultural emissions are about 30% of total emissions. But the problem with all these numbers is that they don't take into account all the greenhouse gases that were removed naturally before we cut down the forests and turned almost half of the planet's habitable land into an animal farm. Some experts think that if you include the carbon sink we destroyed to raise and feed animals, livestock farming is indirectly responsible for more than 50% of total net emissions. Whatever the actual percentage, it's a lot, and hardly anybody is talking about it. On the other hand, Ling M8 writes, "What a load of nonsense. Who comes up with this blather?" To which World Expat replies, "Vegans. Worst of all, I tried vegan food once, and it didn't contain a single vegan." But I'll leave the last word to Surely Not, who writes, "Like it or not, the world needs to stop eating animal products." To find out more about this topic, I highly recommend the film Eating Our Way to Extinction, narrated by Kate Winslet, available on YouTube as well as on Amazon Prime. Thanks for watching or listening to Deeper Dive. Please follow and share the podcast and stay up with all the latest news about Thailand and the world 24/7 on BangkokPost.com. I'm Dave Kendall. See you again soon for another Deeper Dive.